Your Press TV News in Brief. The United States military says it's punished over a dozen personnel over the deadly bombing of a medical facility in Afghanistan last year. However, punishments are only administrative and no one's faced criminal charges. 42 people died in the attack in the hospital in Kunduz. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon demanded an investigation into a Saudi airstrike on a market in Yemen's Hajjah province that killed over 100 civilians and injured many more. Reports say that Saudi jets are still pounding civilian areas in Yemen. Russia's foreign minister has called for a probe into reports of massive human rights abuses against Kurdish people in southeastern Turkey. Sergey Lavrov said that there are special international procedures to investigate the reports. He also slammed Turkey's shelling of Syrian territory. European Council President says there's a lot to do to finalize an EU-Turkey deal on the refugee crisis. Donald Tusk said the agreement should respect international law and assure that no new routes to Europe are created. EU wants Ankara to take back all refugees coming from its shores. People in Spain's capital Madrid staged a demonstration against a controversial draft deal between the EU and Turkey on refugees. Under the deal, Ankara will be given incentives in return for helping implement harsh measures against asylum seekers. And the Spanish demonstrators chanted slogans in support of refugees and against the EU. A top international court based in The Hague has accepted the state of Palestine as its newest member. Decision by the Permanent Court of Arbitration is another blow to Israel's attempts to isolate Palestine. Last year, Palestine was granted a non-member observer state status in the UN. In Britain, anti-European union groups launched a campaign aimed at bringing down Prime Minister David Cameron. The campaigners pledge to carry on with their plan until Britain leaves the EU. Last month, EU member states agreed with Cameron's reform demands to keep the UK in the bloc. The British Chancellor of the Exchequer says the country's economy will grow more slowly than expected this year. George Osborne said that Britain's growth estimates for this year has been revised down from 2.4% to 2%. He warned that leaving the European Union will negatively affect the British economy.